We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to Spotify Green Room, sponsored by our new sponsors, Underdog Fantasy. We are here to preview the Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. A little less than an hour till kickoff. The 0-4 Detroit Lions go to Minnesota to play the 1-3 Minnesota Vikings. Malcolm, as far as an excitement level, how excited are you for this game, personally?
Like a 5.5.
Yeah, no, I feel it, man. I'm just like not like, I don't know. I'm just not there right now, dude. It was a good night of college football yesterday. Just a very entertaining night. Slept in today, and then, like, the Lions are playing today, but like, I'm not as excited as usual. It's just like it's another game day. I don't know. Like, it just kind of feels like it's one of those end of the season games, and you're like out of the playoffs, and we're only in October, early October.
I mean, this is something you kind of expected this year from the Detroit Lions as far as,
I mean, it was a rebuilding team.
You knew it was a rebuild. You knew we wasn't going to make the playoffs.
But we're not even entertaining, really.
I mean, you never know with this team. You never know with this team. And I say that because, like, they show some games where we've seen some fireworks. I'll say.
We have. I'm just not expecting entertainment today. I mean, I'm just expecting.
Bloodbath? Is that what you're expecting? God.
Like, I'm just expecting an ugly game overall.
You're expecting an ugly game? In Minnesota in a dome?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, if it was raining, if it was like weather condition, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's gonna be ugly. But
I think it's gonna be a disgusting. I think the Vikings are just gonna take over this game. Like, that's what I just think is gonna happen. I think they're just gonna dominate every phase of the game versus us.
Yes, I mean, it's very, 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 very possible. But before we go into like as far as that,
let's talk about some inactives. I'll start off with the Minnesota Vikings inactives, which they have some key players on here. So starting off with running back Dalvin Cook, he will be out this game. Quarterback Kellen Mond, wide receiver Ismir Smith Marsette, I don't know. Guard Wyatt Davis, defensive tackle Michael Pierce, and defensive end Patrick Jones II. So I mean, I would say the two significant players here is Dalvin Cook, obviously, and then Michael Pierce, their big nose tackle, missing in this game for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I mean,
So what does the Lions report look like?
So for the Detroit Lions, inactive. So they have running back Jamar Jefferson. I mean, this brother just hasn't got a chance to play a game this year, unfortunately. So he's also he's inactive this game. Wide receiver Tom Kennedy, he's inactive. Defensive line Eric Banks, inactive. Defensive line, Jayshon Crenell, inactive. Edge rusher, Jesse Lumineer, was that right? He's inactive. And cornerback, Daryl Worley, he is also inactive, which is surprising because we actually need as much cornerback help as possible this game. So for him to be inactive is is a head scratcher.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess they're relying more on Will Harris this week, it looks like. So, yeah, I guess expect to see more Will Harris with one less defensive back. So, I don't know. I mean, Darryl Worley played a decent amount for this Lions team last week versus the Bears. So, you know, I guess they're going to go away from him today. But, all right, let's talk about this game now. All right, I said no Dalvin Cook. I said no Michael Pierce. What did the Lions have to try to do today to maybe squeak out a game in Minnesota or keep it competitive, we'll say?
All right, so no Michael Pierce this game for the Minnesota Vikings, which is – this is a big blow for them as far as, like, the interior. So they do have a little trouble stopping the run game, and not having Michael Pierce is going to be a big blow for them. So what do I think the Detroit Lions should do? Run. I think they should run both of their backs, get swept involved early, and pray for the best. I mean, shoot. Offensively, that's what they could do offensively, man, is, you know, get those guys involved and then just hope for the best. As far as defensively, my God, this is tough because our secondary is a secondary. That's a secondary for you. I don't see how they're going to stop Jefferson. I don't see how they're going to stop Adam Thielen. I just don't see it right now. On that, and I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're too young. The communication issues and open, wide open receivers is too much. And they just can't afford to have those errors this game. If not, it's going to be, the score is going to be blown up. So, I mean,
I mean, just going back to the Lions offense, you mentioned no Michael Pierce. It probably just steps into a role of Delvin Tomlinson getting more of starting snaps, obviously, at the nose tackle position, which is fine because he's been a starter in the NFL with the New York Giants. And he's been a very solid starter, too. So I don't think you're losing much. You're losing more of when they're going to be rotating guys, which is obviously going to be throughout the whole game. But, you know, offensively, it's going to be tough, too, because you are missing a lot of your offensive linemen. You lost Frank Ragnow this week to IR. Penei Sewell, who is active this week, it's going to be interesting to see how he plays, you know, now with some type of injury connected with him now, because he was very questionable coming into the game, and him and TJ Hawk are both active. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if Penei Sewell is going to be starting the whole game or if they're going to be doing some type of rotation. I would assume if they have him active, he's going to be the starting left tackle throughout the whole game. So, but it's going to be interesting to see, you know, when they line up a guy like Danielle Hunter, how is he going to do this week? So, you know, it's a big task for the Lions offensive line too, because like I mentioned, no Frank Ragnow, obviously no Decker back yet. So you have to deal with that Vikings, not as good defensive line in the past, but still pretty solid defensive line versus a pretty inexperienced offensive line, because you know, like we mentioned, Penei Sewell, rookie left tackle. You got Matt Nelson at right tackle. And then you got Evan Brown, who's, you know, never been a really long-term starter at center now. Big V is one of your vets, and then at left guard, Jonah Jackson, second-year player, who's, you can make an argument, maybe your most reliable offensive lineman right now with no Frank and Decker.
Yeah, yes.
So, it's going to be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting. One positive, I mean, Tyler's boy is back, Trey Flowers. We haven't seen Trey Flowers in a while, and he's actually playing this week. he's playing today. That's Tyler's guy. We'll see his impact on today's game. Maybe his role is a little different. Maybe he's able to rush the passer more. Maybe he's able to do – they ask him to do what Romeo was doing. I don't know. I don't know what to think of Trey Flowers right now.
Trey Flowers, man. Dude, I don't know. Like, we know Romeo Quar coming to the game. Now we have Trey Flowers in that role. That's just – what a drop off! So,
I mean, we'll see, man. Maybe he has a breakout game.
What is he gonna do? What's he gonna do?
I don't know.
What's he gonna do?
I mean, shoot, try to rush a passer, I guess. I don't know.
With one pressure,
I haven't seen him. I've seen him more in coverage.
You've seen Trey Flowers for 3 years. You've seen Trey Flowers in 3 years.
Yeah, but and
this is Trey Flowers.
No, I'm talking about this year. I've seen him more in coverage than him actually just rushing the passer. I've seen him a lot in coverage, and it hasn't. The coverage hasn't been good. So hopefully they have him just rush the passer, you know, this game.
But like he's not even been the same pass rusher. He has one pressure this year when he has been rushing the passer.
I mean, I don't know how many times they sent him to rush the passer.
Regardless, we know it's more than a couple times. He's been there a decent amount of times. They only have one pressure in this season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see about Trey Flowers. Hopefully, he's able to help us. I don't know.
I hope so, too. I don't really have expectations, honestly. I'm pretty much just giving up on Trey Flowers.
But besides that, what are we going to – how is the Lions going to stop this wide receiving core? How are we going to stop making – how are we going to not make Kirk Cousins look like an MVP this game? Can you explain this?
How?
Yeah, how? We'll be Tyler's game plan. You're the defensive coordinator, and you know our secondary. You know their wide receivers. What is your game plan to stop these guys?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dude, I don't know. I don't have one. Like, I mean, what do you do? If you go into zone, I think Kirk Cousins kills those zones. If you go into man coverage, I think those receivers kill those corners in man coverage. I don't know what you do here. Do you maybe dial up more blitzes and try to pressure Kirk Cousins so he doesn't have as much time and, you know, you don't let those deep routes develop? I don't know.
Leave those guys on the island? I don't know. That's not good.
That's what I'm saying. What do you do? What's your game plan? I don't know. I have absolutely no game plan.
I mean, I guess you know you'd have to rush four, try to win with your four, and put everybody else in coverage. Maybe run a lot of cover four.
So I mean, you don't get a beat. My only thing is though. Hold on, I just have to mention this. Arthur Blank is on the field right now, and the Falcons just scored a touchdown, but there's still 2 minutes left. So.
I don't think that's going to make a difference. This game.
I just saw Arthur Blank come on the field though. So, but sorry. No, but the thing is, too, I mean, when you're rushing four, let's just go back to the Baltimore game plan when they're rushing four essentially the whole game. You're losing now your best pass rusher, too, for the rest of the year. Romeo Okwara is out for the rest of the season, which is significant.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said. Like, maybe you rush four and then maybe Trey Flowers. I mean, you have guys. I mean, that's guys that could get after the quarterback. You have Julian Okwara, who's out there, who could get after the quarterback. Austin Bryant showed he could get after the quarterback. Charles Harris. Probably, you know, outside of Romeo Carter, has been our best pass rusher. He showed he could get to the quarterback. So we have guys on the edge. So that's a good position for us. I mean, as far as depth, we have depth in that edge rushing department. So I do think if they rush four, maybe. I mean, depending how the protection with the Vikings are, they're, you know, they're going to max protect or they're going to just have a five-man protection scheme. I'm not sure, but we could get out there and maybe rush four and just put everybody else in coverage. I mean, I think, you know, without Dalvin Cook, they just can't get beat deep. They can't give up big plays. So, I mean, I think you have to rely on, you know, rushing four and, you know, putting everybody else in coverage. I think that's the only thing they can do.
So I got a question for you. I'm interested to see how you feel about this. I think I know your answer already, but with no Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison stepping in, do you think that is much of a drop off of as far as the game planning, or do you just have the same game plan if Dalvin Cook?
I mean, it depends what kind of Dalvin Cook you're getting. If Dalvin Cook is healthy, Dalvin Cook is one of the best running backs in the NFL. So yeah, it's a huge drop off if he's not playing. But Mattison, sure, he can play too.
I think Mattison's legit.
He's legit.
Yeah.
Now, I think you still got to stick to the game plan and can't give up deep, big plays to these guys because their receiving core and their receiving core is really good. It's really good. So we just can't give up big plays. We can't have these miscommunication plays where there's a broken coverage down the field or these open, you know, those open areas, you know, in between the linebackers and safety. Those plays can't happen because you're just going to see 20 yards, 20 yards, 20 yards, touchdown, 20 yards, 20. It's just going to be like that if they just, if this communication is not working right. And we're just going to make Kirk Cousins look like an MVP, like we always do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is one of the more difficult game plans. And like this Minnesota Vikings team is not great. Not. They just match up very well against us.
Because we don't have no secondary. Our corners are who? I mean, we have Bobby Price and Amani Awarie.
Amani.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough.
And then you're missing your best pass rusher for the rest of the season as well, which hurts a lot. And you're missing your best offensive lineman, Frank Ragnow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What's his name? Evan Brown played really well last week. So
yeah, he was very rock solid.
He was a bright spot last week. Do you remember that play with Jared Goff rolling out? And he just cracked.
Yeah.
Cracked that defensive tackle. I think he's gonna hold up on his own. I think he'd be all right.
What do you expect from Goff this Sunday? I think it's gonna be a little more difficult to evaluate Jared Goff this week with missing Frank Ragnow, his center, and then Penei Sewell not being 100%, and then TJ Hockenson also not being 100%. So what's your expectations for Jared Goff this Sunday?
I think Jared Goff is gonna look like Jared Goff. And why I say that is that if you're looking at Jared Goff on paper, you're gonna be like, oh wow, he had a great day. 300 passing yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, Jared Goff looked great. But I think it's because before we know, I think, you know, honestly, I feel like the score is going to be like, before we know, it's going to be like 14-0. And I think, like, Jared Goff is just going to be in passing mode. You know, they're going to try to, you know, they're trying to play catch up. So I think his numbers are going to look good as far as, like, his passing yards. But this is going to be the same Jared Goff. I think we're going to, you know, he's going to miss some throws. Still lack of trust in receiving core. I think you're going to still see those issues out there. Now, my big thing is I want to see them go back to the offense that they used against Baltimore in that second half. When they utilize Swift the entire time, that's the offense that this team can work with. If we can go back to that, if they are somehow able to go to back to that offense, I think it's going to be closer than you think.
I mean, the Vikings defense isn't great. I mean, they've been in a couple shootouts already this season. So, I mean, you could score points off this Vikings defense, but we've seen when the Lions can't get the run game going or they have to abandon the run game, the offense can get pretty ugly. So if it is what we kind of are projecting to be, that the Vikings get off to an early lead, and the Lions are going to be kind of put in a situation where they're going to have to abandon the run pretty early. It could get pretty ugly.
Yeah, it can. So that's just with that being said. I mean, should we even go to our predictions? Because I mean, this whole pod we kind of talked about it, and I think everybody kind of knows which way this shit is going.
Okay, hold up. Before we do like score predictions, bold predictions, I'm curious now, what's your underdog picks for today? What are you rolling with? How are you trying to win on your pick-ems today?
I picked all the Vikings.
Over, right?
All of them.
So let me see on the app right now. I'm just curious to what they have right now. Maybe because they might have added more today.
It was like Kirk Cousins, like 260-something or 270. I put over. Jefferson. I think it was like plus like 70, 87.5. Adam Thielen, 5.5 receptions.
Is it
5 or 5.5?
Yeah.
5.5. Oh, I put over.
So you need 6. I put over 5. Yeah. As far as lines, they added some new ones. So we talked about Jared Goff, 262.5 passing yards. Do you think he goes over?
I put over. And that's another one I picked. I put it over because I do feel like early this game is going to get out of hand. I think it's going to be like one of those games like, oh, shit, we're down 21-0 or 21-3. And I do think Goff is going to be in comeback mode. And his, like I said earlier, his passing yards, if you look on, if you didn't watch the game, you just look at his stats, you're like, oh, wow, he had a pretty solid day. And that's like that's been the theme of Jared Goff all year. Like, if you don't ever watch a Lions game and you're just looking based off his stats, you're like, wow, seven touchdowns, two interceptions, 1,100 yards? Not bad. Like, not bad. I mean, maybe he's solid for Detroit, but when you watch the tape, it's like you see a lot more. You see the missed throws. You see him under pressure, how he handles pressure. You see all that stuff. So I think this game, you're going to see a lot of it. You're going to see the same thing.
So they added some other ones. I didn't see these on Wednesday. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 29.5 receiving yards. Do you think it goes over under?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 25. You said what? How many yards? 29.5. I say over.
Over, okay. And then another one I didn't see was Quintez Cephas, 41.5 receiving yards.
41.5. I can't trust Cephas. I'll say under. I mean, I don't know. Cephas is, he's so up and down. I mean, how do you, I don't know. If
I'm gonna place my bets. I'm gonna place my pickums right now.
Now, for a lot of people who's probably wondering, like, what the hell are you guys talking about right now? The Underdog app. So the Underdog app is a fantasy app where you can turn your picks into money. Okay, so you pretty much just go in the app and you pretty much pick players if you feel like they're gonna go over and under a certain stat, and you could turn. You pick four picks, you turn $20 into $400 or $500. So definitely an awesome app. If you go to Underdog and if you use our promo code Pride Podcast, you actually get $10 of a deposit. If you deposit $10 or more. So definitely guys, check that out. And that's what we're talking about right now. I know a lot of people are with the question mark, like, huh, what are you guys talking about? The picks, over and under. So Underdog app. And matter of fact, if you go to the Pride Podcast page on social media, if you click on our link, one of our links is the Underdog app. So if you click on Underdog, click on it, and you pretty much download the app, put in Pride Podcast as far as the promo code, and bam, you get $10 once you deposit $10 or more. And it's pretty awesome. It goes, you can use your PayPal account, debit, credit card, whatever. So it's pretty cool, man. So that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I just placed Kirk Cousins over. I placed Jared Goff over, and I did Justin Jefferson over as well. So those are my pickums for today.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about some score predictions now and some bold predictions. And you want to tell us Pierre's predictions for today?
All right, so let me just go to it. Pierre's predictions. He has the score. He has it 20-31 Vikings, and his bold prediction is Julian Okorah and Levi Onwuzurike combined for 3 sacks.
Okay. So he has the Vikings covering the 9.5 spread that I last checked.
He has
them
covering the spread. Actually, I think is it I think it's 10 now.
Is it 10?
I think it's 10 now. Quick.
Well, regardless, he had them winning by 11.
Yeah, so. He has them winning by 11, so he has them covering.
Okay, what's yours looking like this week?
My final score prediction, I do have it 28-14 Vikings. And guys, I'm just going to say this. I mean, you know, I'm probably the last person to pick against the Lions, and I hate picking against them because I just love my Lions so much, and I do want us to, you know, ultimately win. But our secondary is just not ready for this wide receiving core. It just is what it is, man. And their wide receiving core is good, so that's why I'm picking the Minnesota Vikings. My bold prediction. I didn't even think about this. Let's say this. I'm gonna just throw a home run here. Trey Flowers gets 3 sacks. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Wow.
I can't even say that with a straight face. Oh, wow. Trey Flowers get 3 sacks. I mean, shit. The way he's getting paid, he should be getting 3 sacks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got 30-12 Vikings today.
30-12?
It is a 10-point spread, yeah. So
I mean, that's pretty much like almost what I said. I can't talk shit.
Yeah. I got the Vikings covering. So if you want to bet the Vikings spread, go right ahead. So I think that happens. My bold prediction is a positive one, though. I think Derek Barnes gets his first career interception today. I think he gets a sack. Okay. And then he gets two PBUs plus, at least two PBUs.
Nice. I like it. That's pretty awesome. All right. So, guys, we have a few minutes left. Anybody that want to come on, just let Tyler know and he'll bring you on. But if you can, just keep it to a, you know, anywhere between 3 to 5 minute minimum. Maybe just ask your question and then, you know, that way we can get as much people on as possible. Yes, no, 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 yes, no, yes, no, okay. No, no, no reply. Okay. It looks like that's it.
Yeah, okay. No request. All right. Hope you guys all enjoyed. Go on Underdog Fantasy, promo code PRIDEPOD, get $10 back once you deposit $10 free money. And just use them on the over-under, on the pick-ems. It's way worth it. And win some money. Win some money with us. So we'll be out. And Jesse, I know you said you missed it. It's all right. We're going to have it on our feed, so you can listen if you are interested. It's going to be on our Apple Podcast feed and Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. So if you're interested, go back and listen to it. But with that being said, I'm signing out, guys. Peace.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm, and I'm out. Peace.